Welcome into Locked On Knicks. I am Alex Wolf, joined again by Bootum at TheRealBootum on Twitter. You might know him as Alex, but he's not allowed to be called Alex because I am the one true Alex on this show. Bootum, how are you for part two?
I'm feeling fantastic, baby. And this is being recorded in live time.
Yeah, we definitely are not recording this after we already recorded the whole show. But at any rate, we are continuing to break down the Knicks schedule today and finishing up our discussion on that. So take a quick break and then be right back with Locked On Knicks.
You are Locked On Knicks, your daily New York Knicks podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Knox fouled from behind, counted and one. As Fisdale pumps his fist.
Milikina. What he does is contagious.
Robinson with a catch and slam. Across the lane to Trier.
Becomes infectious.
All right, let's start rapid firing a little bit.
All right, my bad.
All right. No, it's not your bad. This is my bad. I'm the host of the show, remember? So I'm supposed to keep us running.
Hey, for now, we'll see what happens by the end of this boot. All right.
I know. We'll see by the end. But for now, okay. I'm the host of the show. So yeah. Fall in line, sir. All right. At Chicago. So we'll do this one quick and then we'll do the homestand next. There's a quick homestand. At Chicago, what's your feeling?
Because we lost the other one, I'd say win maybe, but like, I don't know. I'm just feeling that again. I kind of like the Bulls. I don't know. I hope Luke destroys those off the bench. I don't know. I'm kind of just feeling another L. That's just because next game is a massive W, but yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to say win just to be different there.
Oh, good God.
We can't keep saying the same thing. It's going to reflect poorly at the end of the show. We're going to have the exact same record and it's going to look really stupid.
Oh, are you making, is your document of like both our separate schedules? Mm-hmm. I mean standings. Oh, all right. All right.
Yeah, I'm keeping track, man. I'm being right, very high right. tech about it. Very, very high tech. Right.
Yeah, it's very, it's a very advanced, 538 has their like advanced analytic models and whatnot, but this is the most accurate, the Bootum Wolf just going down this the list.
I don't think anybody could ever possibly predict things better than we're predicting right now.
Yeah, I guarantee with 100% certainty that my picks will be completely correct, down to every single thing I say. Like, Frank is going off against the Cavs, and that's, it's just true.
You have the certainty of Matt Moore on Twitter right now.
Yeah, exactly.
You're very cocksure right now. Can I say that that's one of my favorite words that sounds dirty, but is it dirty? Cocksure?
Interesting. Yeah. Mine easily has to be pusillanimous. Ooh. Which means cowardly. Like, it's very similar to, am I allowed to say bad words here? No?
Yeah, go off. Yeah.
No, I mean, it's not really, pusillanimous, cowardly. It sounds like pussy. Means the same thing as, being a pussy. But surprisingly, it's, completely two separate words. So, I don't know. It's kind of interesting.
Interesting. I guess cocksure, it kind of could be like BDE kind of, in a way. And, both have to do with, male reproductive organs. But cocksure doesn't actually have anything to do with that, I don't think. I don't really know the origins of it. But either way, we got a very exciting homestand here now, Bootum. Let's just pick our record for these three games. At home versus Dallas, national TV, and then Charlotte and Cleveland.
I'm going to go 3-0.
3-0. All right.
I mean, these are some horrible teams. The Mavs are fine, but I am seriously national TV at home. We are destroying them. Like, I'm betting my house on whatever, I don't know how betting works, whatever the line is. I'm betting the Knicks do that. Knicks by 100. I'm betting $1 million on that.
Well, what's probably going to happen if it's a line bet, is the Knicks are going to be like, it'll be like the Knicks plus 8.5 points or something. Yeah. So the Knicks just have to like not lose by like 9 points, and then
if they were if the Knicks were expected to win by 20, I would bet. Yeah, I would bet the. I would bet they'd win by more. Like they're killing it. They're absolutely going to destroy these Mavs, and it's just a shame. I feel horrible about it. You know, I feel horrible for the Mavs organization. You know, I have so much respect for them. I love, big fan of Kristaps Porzingis, but you know, unfortunately, we're gonna have to destroy his pusillanimous frail butt. You know,
I do love their organization wide culture of abusing women and
They're just class acts.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very good. They have very good culture there. Very, very good. Sexually harassing women and getting lightly slapped on the wrist for it. Yeah. Mark Cuban said he'd do better, though. You know, he said that he said he didn't know anything about it, which I fully believe that he didn't.
How, of course, you know, everyone knew except for him somehow, which, you know, that makes sense. You know, how, you know, of course.
Yeah, it makes sense. He was too busy doing Shark Tank. He was not aware of all the.
You got to feed the sharks. You know, they're very tedious. They take a lot of time. I understand.
Yeah, totally. Class organization. However, they're losing. I agree. I'm going to go 2-1 in this stretch. I'm feeling a surprise loss to Cleveland, or maybe even a surprise loss to Charlotte, coming off that huge win against Dallas. Charlotte, I think Charlotte or Cleveland, I feel like one of those two might actually be the worst team in the league this year. And it'll be a surprise loss to one of them to make it 2-1 for this one. All right. Now we're starting the hell stretch. So, you know what? I'm just going to read off the hell stretch of games, and it's 13, if I'm not mistaken. So we can just kind of like determine based off this whole stretch what we think the record's going to be. Just like guess it, because it's all really freaking hard teams. Gavin and I talked about this stretch on the show the other day. So it's at Philadelphia versus San Antonio at home, then versus Brooklyn at home, at Toronto, Philly and Boston at home, at Milwaukee versus Denver and Indiana at home, and then at Portland, at Golden State, at Sacramento, and at Denver. To end this like total hell stretch in the beginning of the season. And that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 games. Yes. What do you think is going to be the record out of those 13?
It got to be 13-0. You know, this is where the true teams show themselves, and the Knicks are that true team. And this is where they, you know, they're coming off. Now, honestly, I think they probably will lose that game to Charlotte too. I was kind of feeling it too. You know, they're mad about that, and they just come out with a fire. And no, I mean, I'd say conservatively, optimistically, let's go like 5-8. I could see them beating the Raptors. It's good. The teams I hate. I think that's right. The Net. You know, I don't even hate the Nets, but teams I don't. You know, teams I'd like the Knicks to beat. Say they beat the Nets, the Raptors, the Celtics, the Pacers, and Blazers. Is that 4 wins? Oh, also, let's go Kings. So let's say.
Okay, yeah, that's 5.
Let's say 5.
Okay, now were you officially changing your vote for the Hornets game to a loss?
Yeah, I was feeling the loss, and then you said it, and now, you know, if it's, you know, socially acceptable to say we're going to lose to Terry Rozier, I'm just going to come out and say it. My boy Billy Hernan Gomez, you know, I love him. Hopefully he's not out of the rotation by then, and you know, we'll just take the L tonight.
Okay, I'm significantly less optimistic about this stretch because I think the Philly one, they're gonna get smacked, and then San Antonio, that'll be the revenge game for the first game of the season. Brooklyn, maybe they've sort of figured their stuff out by now, so that's a problem. Toronto, they're probably gonna get smacked as well because Toronto just wrecked them last year, and I feel like every single time they played. Then Philly again, they're going to lose again. Boston might finally have sat Cantor by then. Milwaukee, they're going to get smacked around. I think they'd pull out a surprise win at home against Indiana for whatever reason. I think maybe they'll pull out that road one against Sacramento, like you said. I'm going to say a surprise one against Golden State. on the road.
Because they're going to put that.
They're going to put Frank on Steph Curry, and Steph Curry's all they got in the beginning of the season. So
yeah.
Oh, well, also, they have Russell also, but whatever. So that's Warriors what I'm going to go with.
Big men is like, I don't know, the Warriors, well, I guess they have the follow Draymond Green, but Willie Cauley signs like their starting center, and he's like a bum. I guess Kevon Looney might make an impact. I don't know. I could see them having issues stopping our big fellows. I could see that being surprised up. I'm not changing my answer, but yeah, I'm very. My answers are inexact science, so I can't. You know, I could give my opinion, but I can't change the facts. So,
yeah. And you can't reveal your numbers either. Like you can't reveal your formula. Oh yeah, got to be like RPM.
Yeah, exactly. My formula is actually just RPM. I just, you know, I've actually never watched a basketball game. I just every day I'm just waiting for Jeremy Engelman, I believe his name is, something like that, to update that RPM ranking. That's, you know, that's my form of basketball right there. That's all I need.
I'm with you. Yeah, just advanced numbers all day right into my bloodstream. That's all I need. And then I'm happy. All right, we're going to take our first break of today. Just a quick reminder that today's show is brought to you by Manscaped, who are the number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. You may have seen Manscaped on Shark Tank, and Men's Journal named their Lawnmower 2.0 as one of the best tools in men's grooming. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code LOCKEDON at manscaped.com. That's LOCKEDON at manscaped.com. All right. Let's break, you know, I'm liking this chunk thing. So let's just do this again. We'll finish off the month of December. We got at Miami and then versus Milwaukee and Washington at home, two straight home games. No Christmas game, womp womp. Day after Christmas, though, at Brooklyn and then the 28th at Washington. So we got versus Miami. We got one home and one away game against Washington. A home game against Milwaukee, and then a quote-unquote road game against Brooklyn. What are we feeling here?
So starting off, it's from the Hawks on the 17th to the Nets on the
26th. Oh, I'm sorry. I totally skipped the Hawks. Yeah, also. Sorry, whoops. So the Hawks first. The Hawks, then the Heat, then Milwaukee, Washington, Brooklyn, Washington. That finishes off December. Sorry, so six games, not five.
All right, I say.
Thank God for you, Budum. Thank God. I would have totally. I would have been totally.
The formula
would have
been ruined.
Yeah, I would have been totally up at the end. I would have had no idea what was going on.
We would have had gone through the whole record, and I would have been perfectly accurate, except you know that might have actually thrown off the whole formula. You know, I would have been 100% accurate, and then not knowing, skipping over the Hawks, just everything would be a mess. All right, I say we beat the Hawks. I say we beat the Heat. I say we get smacked by the Bucks, and I say we steal a game from the Wizards and lose to the Nets. They better have figured out their crap. But yeah, the Nets aren't playing on Christmas either, so they're going to be mad and should have figured out their chemistry a bit more by then and figured out that we're not that good. What is that? We beat one Hawk, Heat. So we go 3-3, I think is what I'm saying, right?
So you got 3-3. Well, yeah, I don't know what you're saying. You know what you're saying. So I'm going to go 3-3. I'm going to say lose to Atlanta, beat Miami, lose to Milwaukee again. I don't think the Knicks are going to beat Milwaukee next year in any way, shape, or form. Because Milwaukee.
Maybe we had Vonleh. Vonleh was weirdly, honestly, the Giannis stopper.
Yeah. Only if we had Vonleh, but he is gone now. He's on, the Timberwolves now? Yeah.
Timberwolves.
Actually, he's going to take Taj Gibson's role and play it like better because he's just like a younger Taj Gibson, basically.
Oh, I forgot we had Taj Gibson.
Yeah, now we have Taj. So that's going to be another great revenge game when like Noah Vonleh off the bench lights up Taj Gibson off the bench at one point.
Oh, yeah, true.
We'll get there at some point. Lost to Atlanta, win versus Miami, lost to Milwaukee, split with Washington, and I'm going to say lose to Brooklyn. So I'm going 2-4 for this stretch. I'm starting to lose a little steam here. I'm being broken by the Knicks, and the season hasn't even started yet.
What are our records so far? Do you know?
I can count real quick. Hold on. We are currently. I've started just writing numbers in now that we're bricking. everything together. So you were at 8-8 and then plus 5 plus 3. So that's 8. So that's 6. You're at 16 and 19. And I am at... Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. You're at 15 and 18. I counted the top cell by mistake. Whoops. And then I am at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 11, 13, and 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 20, and 20. 14 and 20. So did that make sense? Did all those numbers add up?
Yeah, they're going to my formula right now, and they sound about right.
This is like the most unprofessional show of all time. I'm enjoying it though. I'm enjoying this. Yeah,
true.
This is fun. All right, into January, the Knicks do get to play on New Year's Day. So you know what? Let's break this one down. We'll break this one down for real, because then they go on a long road trip after this that we can just lump together. But they're going to be at home against Portland on New Year's Day. How are you feeling about that?
I already said they beat. Let's say they beat them again. For some reason, we own the Trailblazers. We have their number. Dennis Smith Jr. knows exactly what makes Damian Lillard tick or not tick. We destroy them. They're flustered. They don't know what hit them. They've just been hit by. Also, Randall kind of owns them. So
they've been Randall destroyed them when
they had Nurkic. They've been rocked by Hurricane Randall. 2020 All-Star Julius Randle destroys him.
You don't think Hassan Whiteside is going to, you know, kill them?
No, Mitch will shut that down. Yeah. I haven't been giving enough love to Mitch this podcast. Mitch is going to eat Whiteside alive. Mitch is what Whiteside should have become if Whiteside wasn't an immature, weird baby.
That's actually a pretty good way to put it, if you want. Yeah, that's not bad. All right. I think I had them losing the first one. So, you know what? I'm going to give them the split, too. I think they're going to be motivated by that New Year's Day crowd, like new year, new you, you know, that kind of thing. I think that'll be good for them. And I think that
I had them beating them last time, too. Not a split. We just owned the Blazers for some reason.
No, I had them. I had them splitting.
Never mind.
You're mixing up the Alexes here. This is why we can't both be.
Our minds are becoming one. That's why we had like the same prediction at first, because this Alex is we're too connected by our names.
Alexes think alike.
Thoughts crossover.
It's definitely the Alex crossover episode. Maybe that's what I'll title this. Sure. All right, road trip. At Phoenix, at LA Clippers, at LA Lakers, at Utah. What you feeling?
Good God, that's pretty tough. I mean, the Phoenix Suns, that's a championship contender right there. But the Clippers should be able to handle. They just have like what, Darius Miles and Elton Brand.
Mm-hmm. And Elton Brand, you know, he never stay healthy. He hasn't really fulfilled his potential.
Yeah, I mean, he's slacking nowadays. He's like also being the GM of the Sixers. So, you know, I don't really know where his mind's at. So we should be able to. No, I mean, Suns, I mean, like, you know, if, you know, again, like, you know, theoretically you could say the Suns are an easy win, but I mean, you know, it's not like, you know, we're the Knicks, you know, the Suns did add Rubio and goddamn, what's his face? Frank Kaminsky. I don't know if that's really a good thing, but, I don't know. Let's say they beat the Suns. Let's say they lose to the Clippers. Let's say... Yeah, no, they're playing them on the road. I guess they lose to the let's just say they beat the Suns and lose to those three other teams.
That's how I'm going as well.
No, let's say they beat the Jazz. Screw the Jazz.
Ooh.
Screw you, Jazz.
Spicy.
I realized today that RJ Barrett and Mitchell Robinson are essentially if Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert were actually good, that is what RJ Barrett and Mitchell Robinson are. I say we own them.
Very spicy. You're probably gonna get me fired because like that's my boss's team that he covers. So you just screw the Jazz right on air. Like I'm pretty much fired now.
Look, I mean, look, I could say screw the Jazz. I can apologize for saying screw the Jazz, But I can't change the outcome of the fact that it's 100% certain we're beating them, and that Donovan Mitchell contributes nothing better at basketball than RJ Barrett does.
Okay, that's a fair assessment. I'm with you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm sorry for saying screw the Jazz, but it doesn't change the facts.
Did you hear that, David? He said sorry.
Easy dub. I apologize for your loss, but that's just how it is.
All right. Well, that's good. All right. You saved my job. Actually, you could have just left that in there and I wouldn't have been able to do anything about it. And then that's how you could have taken over for me.
You get fired for what I say. So I'm like, damn, I'm really sorry to hear that Alex let that other guy, Budum, make a fool of himself on your show. Hey, nice to meet you. I'm Alex Cohen. I'd like to apply for the podcast job.
Here's my reel. One with me as Budum. All right, we're going to take our second break of the day. Just another reminder that today's show is brought to you by Manscaped, who is number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. You may have seen Manscaped on Shark Tank, and Men's Journal named their Lawnmower 2.0 as one of the best tools in men's grooming. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code LOCKEDON at manscaped.com. That is LOCKEDON at manscaped.com. All right, let's lump the next six games together. All right, ready? Versus New Orleans at home, versus Miami at Milwaukee, versus Phoenix, versus Philadelphia, both those at home, and then at Cleveland. I feel good about this stretch. I like this one. And that New Orleans one, that is actually the Knicks' last national TV game of the year. Apparently, that's the Zion one at the Garden.
Hey, we don't know if they'll make the playoffs, and then we could have as many as 16 national more televised games, you know?
Even more than that. They could have as many as what? 28?
Yeah. You know, yeah. But I don't think we'll play that many game sevens. You know, I think it'll just be a lot of easy sweeps on our way to the finals. As we're going down the schedule, I guess I predicted them to be like under 500, so maybe that won't happen. But hey, you never know. I say we beat Zion. Mitchell Robinson, as we saw in Summer League, he owned Zion. So bye-bye, Zion. We beat you. I say we lose to the Heat because we beat him last time. Say we lose to the Bucks on the road. I say we beat the Suns again. Just go home, Suns. You know, go back to the lottery and get another player that's bad at defense and pretend he's good. Lose to the Sixers. Beat the Cavs. And you know what? Let's just beat the Lakers too at home. LeBron is, you know, what's he better at than RJ Barrett? Honestly,
I don't know. I don't know if you can honestly, objectively look at LeBron and say that he's better than RJ Barrett at anything.
If you surround RJ Barrett with shooters and Kyrie. You know, Kyrie Irving on the Cavs, not Kyrie Irving on the Nets, the worst player ever. But, you know, if you gave RJ Barrett the teams LeBron has, he doesn't lose to the Mavs. You know, he's not 3-6 in the finals. He makes the final. He's 13-0 in the finals. If you gave him like Wally Szczerbiak and Drew Gooden Cap, RJ Barrett is doing work with them. So yeah, we're beating the Lakers. That's just a fact.
I just have one point here on the RJ versus LeBron debate. LeBron's godfather is not Steve Nash. So
people forget that. We don't even know who LeBron's father is. I don't know. Nothing wrong with that. not roasting for not knowing who his dad is. I'm just saying we do know that RJ Barrett's godfather is Steve Nash. And LeBron, as far as we know, I mean, maybe Steve Nash is LeBron's dad. I guess we don't really know for sure, but he doesn't have that. You know, people forget that. But LeBron's godfather is not Steve Nash, and for that, that's just yet another in the ongoing RJ Barrett LeBron debate. That's very real and a much debated topic among all fans. You know, this is another place where LeBron just does not stack up well against RJ.
Okay, so let me just roll through this again, just so we can get your win totals added onto the sheet here. So it was win versus New Orleans, loss to Miami, correct?
Yeah.
And then loss to Milwaukee. Win against Phoenix, lost to Philly.
Yeah.
Beat the Cavs, beat the Lakers. So you got 4-3 over these seven games. By the way, you added the Lakers on. You were just so excited to do the Lakers.
Oh, my bad. I just have that Mamba mentality that RJ Barrett has that LeBron just solely lacks.
What's your Mamba? Like, he's the Maple Mamba. What's your Mamba?
That's a great question. Could it be? I mean, what are the Mambas right now? It's like the black, white, red, and maple. So it's just colors, except for like if you're Canadian, you get to be syrup Mamba. If you could
I guess like Maple Mamba is already taken. I guess you could be like the Maple Leaf Mamba.
I'll be the gluten free Mamba.
Ooh, good. I like it.
The celiac Mamba.
You could have two names because nobody else is going to want to be the gluten free celiac Mamba.
No, that doesn't really work. I was seeing if you could like add Amba on the Budum, but
you could be Dikembe Glutumbo.
Oh yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'll catch on.
Add that to your list of AKAs. That could be your new Twitter name. You can be Bill Glutumbo.
All I ever wanted was just be called Alexander, and now I'm Dikembe Glutumbo. Good God.
All right, let's see. I'm gonna break down this stretch now. All right. So I got win against New Orleans, beat Zion, because screw that, not letting him come to our house and win that game. I'm gonna say lose to Miami at home. I'm gonna say lose to Milwaukee on the road. I'm actually gonna say lose to Phoenix at home because the Knicks always blow the home game to Phoenix. I don't know why. But Devin Booker always rips our heart out or something, even though he sucks in general. But he's going to rip our heart out once again, unfortunately. Lose to Philadelphia at home because Philly, I think, is just going to wax the Knicks this year. Although they're going to have one game where Mitch is going to like totally sun Joel Embiid again and they're going to actually win, but this won't be that game. I'm going to say win against Cleveland, and then I'm going to say lose to the Lakers at home, unfortunately. I want to say win, but... Again, I'm getting like all beaten down now. The Knicks, even you know, in this fantasy world, are beating me down. So I'm gonna go with the loss there. All right, we'll just do the next four games. This is gonna close out January. We're almost there, people. We're doing actually now that we switched to this like quicker format. This is working a lot better, I think. So I'm glad that I had this brilliant idea to speed things along. We got Toronto at home, then Brooklyn at home, actually at home, not at the other home, and then at Charlotte, and then Memphis at home. How you feeling?
Because I don't know. I feel like I've been having us win like every single home game, and we did just randomly beat the Lakers for God knows why. So I say we lose to the Raptors. I say we beat the Nets again. We lost some last time, but this time. This time we made This time Iggy Brazdeikis has finally cemented his role in the rotation, and he just goes off. He just goes off for like 28 against the Nets. He's just scorching them from the perimeter. Taurean Prince cannot guard him down low. We beat him. The Hornets on the road. I say we beat him this time. We got him good this time. Terry Rozier, after his 28-point performance last time. This time he goes back to like classic 3-for-15. It's not his night. And then I say we lose to the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies are, you know, Grizzlies again, another team where it's like, oh, you know, maybe you're looking at through the schedule as people do, you know, going one by one. And you're like, oh, you know, they should be able to beat the Grizzlies. But, you know, they're pretty good. You know, Jaren Jackson, it's another year of him being healthy. I mean, they're pretty good after like the Valanciunas trade. They may still have Andre Iguodala on the team. I don't know if that'll actually happen. I don't know. They're just like a pretty like solid team. Like I could, yeah. I mean,
yeah. I just think I think that Ja Morant, Brandon Clark, and JJJ, like even setting aside Valanciunas, who I totally kind of forgot about, like I feel like those three young players I'm very envious of because I was like a huge Brandon Clark guy before the draft, and his summer league at least totally proved me right, and he looked like a freaking monster, and I think he's going to be a really good pro like right away. So I'll work in reverse. I think they are going to lose to Memphis. And then I think they're going to beat Charlotte because Charlotte was my surprise, like, come down from the Mavs win loss last time. But this time, like, I think Charlotte's legitimately going to be really freaking bad this year. So the Knicks get their redemption there. I'm going to go. I'll also say they beat Brooklyn because, you know, screw it. It's going to be at home. And then Toronto, they're going to lose as well. So I'm also going 2-2. You went 2-2. I'm going 2-2. We're back on the same wavelength again. And thus ends part two of my scheduled discussion with Bootum. So we will be back tomorrow for part three for your weekend listen. Hope you guys enjoyed the first two parts. And we will finish off the schedule and give our final win totals for the season. Spoiler alert, Bootum's is very optimistic. Mine feels maybe optimistic or maybe realistic, but we'll get to that point tomorrow when we conclude the schedule preview.